There's a revolution afoot in the lighting business. LED light bulbs are replacing energy-hogging incandescent ones. It's good news for the environment. Using less energy reduces greenhouse gases that contribute to climate change. But this revolution does come with a cost. NPR's Jeff Brady went to St. Mary's, Pennsylvania, to visit a light bulb factory that's shutting down.
The factory is 2.5 hours northeast of Pittsburgh, and it has produced light bulbs for more than a century, much of that time under the Sylvania brand. But today, the factory produces only scrap metal. Sparks fly as a worker cuts and dismantles one of the production lines. Jeff Anderson worked here for more than 20 years.
They are removing some of the equipment, cutting conveyors out of the ceiling.
Is it kind of sad to see?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I was the last one to run that machine that's over there that they're tearing apart.
Anderson and about 175 others lost their jobs here when Led Vance, the plant owner, announced earlier this year it's shutting this facility down.
This plant has a lot to do with my life. My mom and dad actually met in this plant.
Anderson says wages were good for the region, around $50,000 a year with overtime. But Led Vance has to compete with overseas manufacturers that have cheaper labor costs. The company had hoped to attract customers who want to buy American-made products. It produced this video showing a Led Vance employee with his daughter in a store light bulb aisle.
Daddy, did you help make these?
Yes.
The employee featured in that ad also lost his job. Led Vance Head of Government Affairs Jennifer Dolan says consumers tend to see light bulbs as a commodity, and they look for the cheapest price.
Unfortunately, when consumers have to spend money and everything else is getting more expensive, made in the U.S. kind of drops down on their list of priorities.
Dolan says the company tried to keep the plant viable. Just a few years ago, Led Vance invested $10 million to begin producing the LED bulbs people want to buy. But this business is changing so fast that plan fell apart. The research firm IHS Markit says retail prices for LED bulbs have decreased about 14% a year since 2011. On top of that, federal efficiency regulations are in flux. The Obama administration tried to dramatically expand efficiency requirements to more light bulbs, but then the Trump administration reversed that, a position Dolan's company supports.
There's a lot of uncertainty in policy, a lot of uncertainty in the marketplace. Everything is just converging to make it very difficult in lighting.
Industry analysts say this factory is not the first casualty and probably won't be the last. There's another issue that doesn't require an analyst to figure out. Even residents in downtown St. Mary's know.
You don't buy light bulbs anymore. Once you buy them, you don't change them.
That's John Dippold, who likes that the new LED bulbs can last a decade or more before they burn out. Nearby, Bob Friedel agrees.
It's a big savings as far as time and whatever. They're a little more expensive, but they sure last a long time. But your buddies don't have a job either.
Back at the Led Vance factory, Jeff Anderson says he's filed for unemployment benefits and will take advantage of a retraining program.
Right now I'm looking into being a heavy equipment operator.
Anderson says he was planning to retire at 62, but because of the lighting revolution, he may have to work a few more years. Jeff Brady, NPR News, St. Mary's, Pennsylvania.